Today's parak in Tanakh is Yoshua, parak Yud Tet. And so we continue. Yesterday we learned about the Gvul of the Binyamin. That was the last thing that we learned. The first of the seven Shvatim that were left and still had not gotten their Nachala. And we found that Binyamin basically had come all the way up to the area of the Yavus, which means that he's touching now on Yerushalayim. And we now have a contact between the area of Binyamin, which was nestled between Bnei Yosef and Bnei Yehuda, so that the Yavusi, he Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk identifies it, apparently the Ir David area is called the Yavus, and that was the, which we call today, the lower, was called during the Bayit, the Ir HaTachtona, as opposed to where we're standing right now, which was the Ir HaElyona. So the Ir HaElyona indeed is Yehuda, as we saw before. And that area, which is the main, that's Ir David, the area of the Ophel, Tzion, not what we call Tzion, Har Tzion, which is a stam, a misnomer. But that area would be the area that was in the Chelek of Binyamin. And then we'd have the Ritzua that ends up meeting Yehuda inside of the Makom HaMikdash itself, where Yehuda actually keeps part of the area of the Mizbeach, as the Gemara says, the other parts belong to Binyamin. And so the next goral, Vayetzei HaGoral HaSheni LeShimon, so the second goral came out now to Shevet Shimon. Why to Shevet Shimon, really? Because after all, we know that the Shevet Shimon, Yaakov Avinu, had cursed, because what he said was, Afitzein BeYisrael. So the Levi and Shimon were busted. And Achakim BeYaakov, Afitzein BeYisrael, meant that the area of Shimon was not to be well-defined as his own place, but would be scattered. Levi was totally scattered. They weren't given an Achal at all. And the Orim that they had were Orim LaShevet. But again, we've stated many, many times here, but to Shevet Levi, no Nachala was given. To Shimon, there was a Nachala, but it was a Nachala that was Afitzein BeYisrael throughout the Nachala of Yehuda. And so, as we're going to see in the end, that the original Nachla that would be defined for Yehuda was larger than was really appropriate for Yehuda, and we understood that there would be Shvatim that would be Neichel within it, just like Binyamin now ends up inside of the two Nachlot. And so, too, the next Goral came out to Nachal Shimon. And this was L'mate V'nei Shimon L'mishpachotam, which is a lashon that we use in the Torah all the time. Vayi Nachlatam B'toch Nachalat V'nei Yehuda. So all of their areas are defined over here in terms of cities. And this is really a change. As when we were talking about Yehuda, you'll notice before, we stressed all of the cities to Yehuda. We added up each hevel of cities. We ended up with 112 cities. Then there was this gap in Yosef where we didn't discuss cities. Really weird. There was no description of cities. Even when we talked about the Eile HaArim, the Arim HaMivdalot, we didn't even say what they were. We didn't give names. So it's almost as if Bnei Yosef don't relate to cities in their Nachala. Then when we got back to Binyamin, the first of the remaining seven, as we will do for all of the remaining seven, we count the cities, just like we did for Yehuda. And the weirdest thing is that if you add up all the cities that are mentioned, not that are mentioned, but that are counted, remember, there's a difference between the ones that are mentioned and the ones that are counted, because apparently it was the difference between Batei Arichayma and other cities that didn't have a din of Batei Arichayma. But both of them, very surprisingly, equal exactly the same number, which is 112. It sounds as if it's like a normal number. So all the cities of Yehuda equal the number of cities of all the other Shiva Shvatim that were Neichel also in terms of cities. And that which was left out, it doesn't change the number of cities, was Yosef, that is sort of the buffer between the two Nachalais, both between Eivra Yarden and Eretz Yisrael. And there too we talk about Kol Hevel Argov. We don't talk about the number. Talk about the number of cities, Shishim here. What were these cities? Who were these? Don't know. That was on the other side of the Yarden. So there's something that is clearly different in the relationship of Yosef to cities than to the other Shvatim. And Shimon is defined entirely by the various cities that give us a sense of where his Nachala is in Yehuda, but it does not define it perfectly. It doesn't tell us the Gvul goes from here and to here and to here. We just get an idea that in this area of Yehuda were the cities of Shimon. So they had Vayilem Benachlatam, Be'er Sheva, V'Sheva, Umolada, and Chatzar Shu'al, Uvala, Va'atzem, El Tolad, and Betul, and V'Chorma, V'tziklag u'beit ha-markavot v'chatzer susa. That is a very suggestive name, because beit ha-markavot sounds like the factory for manufacturing the Fisher body, and the chatzer susa sounds like the General Motors, so to speak. So in other words, it was apparently that was an industrial area where really the Kananim had their rechev barzel. That's where they would manufacture it, and those were the areas in which they kept the susim, apparently. I mean, otherwise, it's an awfully big coincidence that you have the Merkava city next to the Susa city. Ubeit Levaot v'shoruchen, total of Arim Shloshesre v'chatzrehen. So this was one area, was 13 cities, which we need to keep in mind, just like we start counting the cities of Binyamin, we count the cities of Shimon. Ubeit Levaot v'shoruchen, all of these are Arim Shloshesre v'chatzrehen, in Rimon, v'eter v'ashan, and this was our total of Arim Arba, and Chatzrehem again refers to Batea Chatzirim, which is a lotion of the Pasuk in Vayikra. So this is a separate Hevel, obviously. In other words, each time we list a number of cities, we're talking about that area, this area, so we expect to find them on the map in one congruent place. So V'chol HaChatzirim Asher Svivot HaArim Ha'ele Ad Ba'alat Ber Ramot Negev Zot Nachalat Matei B'nei Shimon L'Mishpachotam. And so all of the associated towns that were part of this area, this was all part of the places that went to the Nachlas B'nai Shimon, and the Chevel, of course, the word Chevel, Michevel B'nai Yehuda, we saw before, Chavalim Naflili B'nai Imim, is itself a Lashon of Nachla. So from the measured out area of what was once B'nai Yehuda, came Nachalat B'nai Shimon. Ki Haya Chelek B'nai Yehuda Rav Mehen. Initially, additional area was put into the B'nai Yehuda to allow for the Nachlas that would be coming out of it. So if Binyamin or Shimon is going to be Nechel, they will not lose out the necessary space of their Nachala. And are viewed as the providers, in terms of the protection, as Yoshua said, Chatfila, it's Nachal, it's Yehuda Midarom, and it's Yosef Mitzafon. And now we have these Shvatim that are nestled in between Shimon and of course, Binyamin. And now Reb Barnea will point out some of these places.
Blotches within Yehuda. So I have a blotch around Be'er Sheva, and according to there's a discussion where Tziklag is, but you see here near Bar, closer to the coast, here it is, another blotch where Tziklag might be, near Moshe Sonnenberg's farm, and another blotch over here, Chevlei Adama, within Yehuda, which is in general from here, and it says, until Ramot Banegev, here's the beginning of the hills of the Negev, so stretching somewhere into here.
Some of these cities are in the Shvela, some of these cities are in the Negev, essentially.
And Pleshet.
Okay, so Shimon is indeed scattered.
Not contiguous.
Right. Because these are like different areas that does not mean that he owns all of the space between them. These cities and Chatzrehem. So this was the second of the seven. So now we have Binyamin, Shimon. The third of the seven, Vayala Gorala Shlishi, Livnei Zivulun, the Mishpachotam. And so now the third one goes, even though Yisachar should come first, you would say, because he's older than Zivulun. But as we found, every time we mention him, it's Smach Zivulun first, then Yisachar, Chazal Rederesh, that the Pasuk gives a Kedima to Zivulun, because of the fact that they had made an arrangement to provide for the learning of Yisachar, and therefore they came before Yisachar. So then Zevulun came next. Both Moshe Rabbeinu and Yaakov Avinu were Magdim, Zevulun to Yisachar, and in the actual Yerusha, they were also Mukdam. The third came to Bnei Zevulun, Lemishpachotam, Vayhi Gavul Nachalatam, all the way until Sarid. Now Sarid does not seem to be included. It's Ad Sarid, but apparently not including Sarid, as we don't see that later. The Alagvulam, from the area of the city of Sarid, which is in the easternmost on the southern boundary. So that's the southeast edge of Zvulun. The Zvul starts going west, Liyama, and moving now towards the west, towards the Mediterranean, and the Mediterranean itself is indeed the edge of Zvulun that we know, because that's part of the bracha, Zvulun lechof yamin nishkon. So that, and indeed he was very unhappy, as the Gemara says, with his nachala, because he felt it was areas that didn't provide for him the way that the other Shvatim were provided. And therefore, as the Gemara says, his great bracha was Shefa Yamim Yinaku Usvenet Munecho. That all of the Shvatim require the industrial capabilities of Zvulun, and the merchandising capabilities of Zvulun. He held the Chofim, he was the glass manufacturer, and he was the Sfunet Menechol, which also is a remiss to the Tcheles, which would come from his Gvul. And so it went all the way in the end to the Yam. And now we're talking about the edges over here of the northern Gvul. So we spoke about the edge on one side from Sarid. On the other side, we go all the way to the Yam. Now let's fill that in a little bit. So filling that in, we go from Umar Allah, Ufaga Bidabashet, Ufaga El Anachal, Asher Alpne Yokna'am. The Gvul continues to go, and this is the southern Gvul of Zvulun, hits now the city of Dabashet, until that city, and there is a Nachal to the east of Yokna'am. Pnei, remember, always means Yokna'am. All of this was included in Zvulun, although we'll see later on that Yokna'am was one of the cities that Zvulun gave to the Ari HaLevi'im. It was his, but all of the Nachalas are going to be given to the Levi'im later. Now that we've spoken about the southern Gvul, and we've spoken about the western Gvul, let's talk about the eastern Gvul. So Vishav now going back from Miyama, in other words, let's go back now where we started from, to Sarid, and this is going now Kedma, we're going now in the direction of the east, and that is Mizrach HaShemesh, Al Gvul Kislot Tabor. And so now we have to take the border to the area of Kislot, which is by Har Tabor, and this is now at the edge of the Gvul of Shevet Yisachar. So that becomes now the meeting place between Yisachar and Zvulun. So this goes up to Har Tabor, which is in the southern part of the Galil, and it's called Har Tabor, as we know, because it's similar. It looks mamish like a completely beautifully rounded top on the mountain, very unusual. So it's like the Tabor, the navel of Eretz Yisrael. And we got to Hadovrat. This is a city which was included also in Yisachar, but we come up to the area of Dovrat. And from there, the Allah, the boundary continues to go up to Yafia. Umisham, from the area of Yafia, Kedma Mizracha. Kedma Mizracha could be talking about, it might be talking about Kedma Mizracha of this year itself. This is, we can't be talking about Kedma Mizracha. We did that already. So I mean Kedma Mizracha of the year over here that we're about to talk about, Gita Hefer. Gita means to Gat Hefer. So Gat Hefer, to the east of Gat Hefer, maybe that's the way to read, to learn it. And from Gita Hefer, Ita, which means to, Eight Katsin, which is the time of the case. That's really an interesting name. So to the city of the time of the gates, V'yatza Rimon HaMetoar HaNe'ah. Then it goes up to Rimon, which later on is identified as Dimon or Dimona, which is not our Dimona, but there is a Beit Rimon that the Gemara keeps talking about. And then HaMetoar, which is not clear what HaMetoar, HaMetoar could mean facing. It was where it turns, the place where it faces. And that goes, in other words, from Rimon to Ne'ah. And this would be the city that would be the northmost on the eastern side of Zvulun, apparently not including Hane'ah itself. But this takes us all the way up to the northeast Gvul of Zvulun. So now we've spoken about the eastern Gvul. Now we've gotten finally to the northern Gvul. How do we go along the entire northern Gvul? V'nasav, so then we turn. Oto, I assume that means the Gvul itself, and that turns us to Mitzvon Chanotan. It goes along the northern side of the city of Chanotan, and then Hayuto Tzotav Geiftach. The Geiftach El is a particular now valley. Also, maybe Barnea can tell us where these places are. V'katat v'nahalal v'shimron v'yidala u'Beit Lachem. Beit Lachem is one of the places that is well known. That's not, obviously not the Beit Lechem that we're used to in Yehuda. This is what's known as Beit Lechem HaGalilit, a city that indeed is not all that far from Yokna'am. If you take the road from Yokna'am and you need to go up to Tzomet HaMovil, the area of Nazareth, Tzvat, and so on, you'll pass right by the Beit Lechem HaGalilit, as it's called. And that Beit Lechem HaGalilit, all of this includes Arim Shtemesre, V'chatzrehem. The total over here was 12 cities. Zot Nachalat Bnei Zvulun L'mishpachotam Harim Ha'ele V'chatzrehem. So again, that city of Beit Lechem HaGalilit. The truth is over here, there were only 5 cities that we just counted. But if we include the cities of the Gvul before that we spoke about along the Gvul, which was Mar Aliyah, Yokna'am, Yafia, Gat Hefer, Eit Katsin, Rimon, and Anachanaton, that equals indeed 12. So apparently it's making us look back and include all of these in the Gvul of Zvulun. Now for Barnea, we'll take out his map. We can get a better sense of the shape
not a Bar Sitzer woman.
Just the basic framework. I'm not sure of how it connects to the sea. I've had that problem. Here is Yokneam. Yokneam is the edge of the Carmel. It's a city. It's why it's one of the Laman Malachim. If you're coming up from the sea and you want to break into the valleys, you can either come in from Tanakh or from Megiddo or here into Yokneam. Har Tavor is over here. Three Shvatim meet by Har Tavor. And you see that there's a line. I've covered it a little bit, but you see that here is the hills of the lower Galil. You can run from Har Tavor and you touch, and that's where Netzaret is, at the beginning of the hills of lower Galil, and you're running along these valleys here. And Yisachar is to the east, and Asher is to the north, and Naphtali is to the northwest, and Zvulun is over here. It's touching Menashe to the south.
It's Har Tavor, we mentioned.
Here. Here's Har Tavor.
There's a northern boundary.
And now comes the time for the fourth gvul. So the Yisachar Yatzah Goral Haredi'i. Now the fourth gvul, the goral that came out for Yisachar. The Vnei Yisachar, L'mishpachotam, remember that this was all done Alpia Gorals. What was coming out Alpia Dibur, so to speak, announced in advance by Elazar the Kohen Gadol.
But all the gorals were done at the same time?
Yeah, these seven. The seven goralot were done in Shiloh, in front of the new Olamoy that had been placed in Shiloh, the semi-Olamoy. It was a building covered with the Uriyos. And there they came before the Kohen Gadol, who said, Al-Piluach HaKadosh, which goral is going to come up, and which Hevel will come up for that goral, for that sheikh. Yisachar, Ivnei Yisachar, Lemishpachotam, Vayigvulam Yisraela, Vaksulot, Vishunim. And so we start with their gvul, which is, that's all that we're going to do, actually, because we're going to assume that their other gvul has been defined by the gvulot of the shvatim that are on their other edges. So what the gvul that we're going to describe over here is only the eastern gvul of Yisachar, and the rest we'll have to figure out from the other shvatim. So that is Yisrael, so that's the ksulot, which we referred to before, the kislot tabor, so this is now the area between Zvulun and Yisachar that we just mentioned, and the city of Shunem, famous city, the Chafarai, and Shion, the Anacharit, and the Horabit, the Kishion, the Avetz, the Remet, the Inganim, the Inchada, Ubet Patsetz, and now Paga Agvul, the Tambor. The city now touches on the eastern northeast of Nachlat Yisachar, touches now the town of Tabor, not referring over here to the city, but to the mountain of Tabor that we spoke about before, but there's a city, Tabor, that's included in Zvulun. And that's what we're referring to here. Many of these cities, there's the same name cities that occur in many of these places. So different shvatim can have cities of the same name. And this is now going out, Totsav Gvulot HaYarden, going all the way out now to the Yarden, which is the Gvul Mizrach of Yisachar, includes Arim Sheshesre v'chatzrehem, Zot Nachalat Matei B'nei Yisachar l'mishpachotam, He'arim v'chatzrehem. And now Reparnea.
And Yisachar is coming out some point over here on the Yarden, and Naphtali is to the left along the Kinneret. Okay, so it's crossing across Emek Yisrael, it's crossing across the area of Har Tavor, and touching along the edge of the mountains over here. It's touching Zvulun and coming around a little bit south over here. This is in general. That's on the big map. We can see some detail if we look to these two. Here are some of the points that were mentioned. Here is the city of Yisrael. I've marked it over here to the west and a little bit north of Har Gilboa. And city of Yisrael is a little bit northwest of Har Gilboa. And then on this map, this is Givat Moreh, which is not mentioned here. So, Aaron, if you can hold this up.
So this would be basically a city that, as you come off of Har Gilboa, down that very steep road, you would be in the area.
Yes,
the
and you can see Tel Yisrael. Very fascinating finds. How does it relate to Navot Israeli and Achav taking over a private garden, making a palace that maybe remains there? It's very fascinating. Look how Har Tavor stands up so clearly. Here we are. Har Tavor is across, past the south of the Kinneret, opposite the Yarden. Nachal Tavor spills out into the Yarden. It's a great hike. So Yisachar is in the area roughly that I'm tracing over here, but lower than Naphtali, which is already along the edge of the Kinneret, as we'll see shortly. I'm running along the edge of the hills, having some of the very fertile valleys, and then touching Zvulun down over here. Tzimtzumet. You turn in, and you want to go past Har Tavor. You turn at some Yisachar, where the Tel Yosef, where the big Tanuva factory is. And then as you're crossing north, you know you're leaving. You know that junction. Well, you pay him a salary.
We have to decide when to do this. The next goral that came out was the one for Matei Asher, and their gvul, vayhi gvulam, is chelkat v'chali v'veten v'achshaf. Now the truth is that some of this area was given to the Levim, but the city of Chelkat, which is also called Chukuk in Divrei Hayomim, so the area around that city was the southeasternmost edge of Nachal Asher. And where it is exactly, I don't know if Rabbi Neha can help us. No. And these are cities that apparently have not been identified. Chali and Baten and Achshaf and Alamelech and Amad, Mishal, Upaga b'Charmel Hayama, Uveshichor Livnat. And so, following along, these apparently were cities that went all along the southern boundary of Asher, and that boundary was pagat, that was collided on the south side, but to the west, all the way to the west, with the Carmel, which is the area of the Yam, according to the Gra, which is next to the Reches, overlooking the Yam, that would be by Haifa today, and that's the Emek, it's called Emek Zevulun. So what we're talking about over here, it could be the area next to the Carmel, and Hayama would be the difference between Har Carmel itself, and what we call it the Carmel, which is on the Yam, as opposed to the Carmel that we saw before. We spoke about a Carmel that was in Yehuda. So it could be that Jesus' identifier. Which Carmel are we talking about? As we said, Beit HaMelech in the Galil, we say the Carmel al Hayam, possibly, but not necessarily that was its name. Shichor Livnat is the name of one of the Nechalim. So it's Livnat, could be because of the sand that was along it. And at the edge of the Yam, it pours into Livnat. Vishav Mizrach Hashemesh. So until now we've been talking about the southernmost Gvul. Now we want to get to the eastern Gvul of Asher. So now going back again, just as we did in the other Gvulites, Vishav Mizrach Hashemesh. So now the boundary going back from Shichor Livnat, back to where we started, this Chukuk, Chalkat, and now going along the east, Beit Dagon, Upaga Bizvulun. If we take a line and go from Beit Dagon, we end up bumping into, on the southeastern corner, into the Nachala of Zevulun, which was to the south of Asher. Uvegei Yiftach El Tzafona. So now this particular valley now that we've spoken about is apparently had this name, I don't know, Yiftachel, to the north, Beit HaEmek, Uni'iel, V'yatza El Kavul, Mismol. And coming down now, it came out from the north of Kavul, or it may be to Kavul, which is at the north of this Gvul. The Gra says it went to the north of Asher, to Kavul. And some say this is the Kavul that Shlomo HaMelech gave, Eretz Kavul, Tachiran, Alach Tzor, which he didn't like this area, which would be the area that was north of Shvaram of today. So V'yatzel Kavul Mismo, V'Evron Urechov, V'Chamon V'Kana, Ad Tzidon Rabah. So this goes all the way up to Tzidon Rabah, which was the great city, which is the capital of the Tzidonim. So that was called Tzidon Rabah. These are the Phoenicians. All of this was included, even though it was not actually captured by Asher, but all of this was included in the Yishuv. And in fact, when David HaMelech makes his analysis of where everybody lives and so on, he mentions this as being, yes, included. So Vishav Agvul from Tzidon Rabah, and then continues on to HaRamah. This Ramah was apparently between Tzidon and Tzor. And this goes all the way up to Vishav Agvul Chosa, and so at that point, from the fortified city, which is called Tzor, went through Chosa, and the edge of the Gvul went through Achziv, and went all the way now out from Achziv to the Yam, Mechevel Achziv, to the west now of the area that's called Chevel Achziv, V'uma, V'afek, Urechov, a total of Arim 22 V'chatzrehem, Zot Nachalat Matei V'nei Asher L'mishpachotam, He'arim Ha'ele V'chatzrehem.
Over here of Menashe and Ramah Betor. Then we have the piece of the Carmel, and we're discussing where is the part that's Zvulun, where is the part that's Asher.
you come up here, you swing along in modern Israel, you come up to Akko, which is the city of Asher, you come up to Achziv. And then you're in the ladder.
That's the area that is the very rocky area, where they have
a cable. On the edge.
Right, the edge of Achziv.
And then there's a discussion, where exactly is the path of Sulamoshel Tzur, that the Gemara talks about the ladder of Tyre. But you go past the Israel-Lebanon border, you come up Achziv, and you see the city comes, the coast turns around, you come to Tzur. Now, you continue going up, and you have various blitot, various mountains, various pieces sticking out, all of which had major cities, Byblos, Ugarit, etc. It's all part of the Phoenician coast. And then Sidon is up here. Sidon is further north. It's about parallel to Damascus. It's almost parallel to Damascus on the sea, across to Damascus in the east. So you're already facing the Lebanon and the Hermon. You're then coming out down and around, and the question is, all the way down through the mountains, partially which is now Lebanon, the upper Galil, and comes all the way down here to the general area of Zvulun, of Naphtali, of Tavor, and then comes over here to the sea. The whole, if you're used to your east, your north-south thinking, it's the whole top left coming from Lebanon, all of the mountains along the coast, until it comes down to the Carmel and touches over to the valleys. That's the general area of Asher. It's going to come up near where Dan later came up, and it's adjacent, it's bordering most of the way along Naphtali on the top. At the bottom, it's going to touch towards Yisachar over here and Zvulun over here. The general
Livnei Naphtali, Yatzah HaGoral HaShishi, the sixth of the seven Shvatim, was Naphtali, Livnei Naphtali LeMishpachotam, VaYigvulam MeChelef MeElon BeTzananim, VaAdomi HaNekev VeYavneel HaDlakum. So we have this one city, Chelef, which is the place that we begin counting the Gvul along the southern side. And this Gvul now goes towards the east. We'll come back there once again when we go towards the west. So from the city, from the area of Chelef, the city of Chelef, to Elon Betzaananim, one of the most interesting places that hasn't been 100% identified. According to Chazal, it's actually two different places. Elon is Ayalon, Betzaananim, Yerushalmi says, is the place called Arganaya, in Kedesh. Okay, so the question is, what does the word Alon mean? It could mean an Alon, an oak tree. It could mean Alon, like the Meshor, as Rashi says. An area that, like Elon Moreh, there's that same sense of the double meaning. Perhaps it's a Mishor. So this famous Alon, if it's either a tree or if it's a Mishor, it was near the place which is called Sa'ananim. And Adami, which is west now of the Yama Kinneret, around a little bit to the southwest of Tveria. And this Nekev, also, I mean, the Chazal define what the city is, but it doesn't help us very much. It was called Saidata in that part, in that time. Yavneel is the beautiful city in the mountains between, as you cross over the, from the Kinneret, cross over into the valleys near Har Tavor. Vayito Tzotav Hayarden. And here too, the continuation of the Gvul after Yavneel continues now and meets the Yarden River. So this becomes now the side all the way on the east, and this would be the corner, the southeast corner of the Nahala. And then we now start talking the details of this Gvul, so that it continues on Aznot Tavor, V'yatza Misham Chukoka, Ufaga Bizvulun Minegev, Ubi Asher Paga Miyam, Ubi Yehuda HaYarden, Mizrach HaShemesh. And so now Naphtali is bordered on Zvulun to the south, it hits Asher on the area to the west, touches Yehuda HaYarden to the east. And now that, I think, is kedai for us to see right now before we continue.
Chatzor is one of the cities mentioned. Chatzor we have a very clear identification of. Here's the Yarden to the south of the Kinneret. Now, in one of the places in Tanakh, in Chumash, it says Naphtali gets also the eastern border around the Kinneret. Here's Yisachar to the south. It's the line is coming from the Yarden. We go across west to Har Tavor, which was also the boundary around Zvulun and Yisachar. So three Shvatim are meeting here. And then it's turning with Asher and the mountains to the sea. Here's Achziv with Asher to the mountains. And coming up here along the Chula Valley, and I don't know how far north it goes. At some point over here, we lesh it.
Leshem.
So notice this would include the whole area of Tzfat and of Amuka and the cities of Chatzor, Ari Naphtali along the highway that goes up towards Nachlat, towards Kiryat Shmona, all of the highways that you see to the left of you.
Yes, and there's
the,
a very
the lower area of the Ari Naphtali.
And there's a line which the highway goes when you're coming from Tzipori and going towards the Kinneret. There's a line of Negev, Adabi, etc.
We're about to discuss those cities.
Right, so there's a line which is following the highway. I marked it over here that there are identifications that you can actually follow the line. When you're coming from Kibbutz Levi, you're actually driving, coming up to Tzomet Golani, you're actually driving along the line of the boundary. Yavne El, the Bikat Yavne El, tucked away behind Tveria, up in the mountains, etc., is in this area.
Now comes a list of cities that the Gemara Megillah deals with at length. So, V'arei Miftsar, and also there were cities, fortified cities, apparently going now from the south up to the north. And this was Hatsidim, which according to the Gemara and Megillah is referring to Chittim, the city we call Kfar Chittim or Kfar Chittaya in the Gemara, which is near the current town of Kfar Chittim, which is a little bit of the to the north of the area that sticks out, Keren Chittim, which it's called. So this is about 8 kilometers to the west of Tveria, where that new highway runs that cut through, you know, between Tzomet Golani going all the way up to the northern road. So that Tzidim begins now, Tzer, say this is also next to Hatsidim, and that goes up now, V'chamat. Chamat is called Chamat because it's near Chametveria, which was called Chamat. So that whole area that we identify as Chametveria would be Chamat. Rakat is actually Tveria, according to the Gemara. And that's that we call it Tveria because it was built on the place where the old city of Rakat was. It was called Tveria because of Tiberium, the Romans built it. So Hordus built this, actually.
So and Rakat is just to the north of the city.
Where the Bet HaKvarot is area, or even further north, past that. The Chinaret, which is the Ginosar, as the Gemara tells us, that's north of Tveria. So this area already is well known. The Adama, the Harama, the Chatzor, this of course is much, much further north. The Kedesh, the Edrei, the In Chatzor, the Irun, Umigdal El, Chorem, Ubeit Anat, Ubeit Shamesh, Arim, Chaisre, the Chatzor, a total of 19 cities, including the areas around them. Zot, Nachalat, Matei, B'nei, Naphtali, L'mishpachotam, He'arim, V'chatzarihem. This area is a tremendously beautiful and fruitful Galil area of Naphtali, so rich, such a wonderful place where so many of the Tanoim and Amoraim ended up living out their lives. That's Naphtali. And the last, 7th, and of course, Machane Dan is always Ma'asefet HaMachanot. It's the last of the Machane, and it was indeed the last one to come up. So, L'matei, B'nei, Dan, L'mishpachotam, Yatza, HaGoral, Ha'ashevi'i, and this is Ma'asef of Kol HaMachanot Tzivotam, La'achrona Yisau, and here indeed they were La'achrona to be Yorish. Vayigvu Nachalatam Tzara Ve'eshta'ol Ve'ir Shamesh Ve'sha'alabim Ve'ayalon Ve'yitla Ve'elon Ve'timnata Ve'ekron Ve'eltike Ve'gifton Ba'alat. And so the area of Dan, now of course Dan is going to move around, and we'll see more of that later in the story. But we start over here with cities that are in the Shvela of Yehuda, actually. So that these cities, Tzara v'Eshta'ol, are actually a tchum between the two Shvatim that we suddenly discover another Shevet that's nestled within the area there that we thought was Yehuda. And that is Dan, is also there with Yehuda, the two bounder, but they bounder here on the area of Ein Shemesh, or near the city of Beit Shemesh, or some actually included Beit Shemesh, even though we separated it out before. And Sha'alabim, now talking about the northeast area of this Nachala, the Sha'alabim, this was actually, it turns out later, that B'nai Dan never managed to capture Sha'alabim, even though we're including it. V'ayalon, and that's the city in, apparently, that was Cholesh on Emek Ayalon, and Yitla. After we now have the 6 cities of Dan and their Tchumim, which are on the western side, we now want to talk about the southern area of the Nachal of Dan, which is now Ve'elon, Ve'timnata, Ve'ekron, Elteke, Gipton, and Ba'ala. And then we have also Yehud, Bnei Brak, Gat Rimon, Mehayarkon, Vaharakon, also, the waters now of the Yarkon. Bnei Brak, of course, became famous because of Rabbi Akiva's Beit HaMidrash that was in Bnei Brak. And Im HaGvul Mul Yafo. So this continues on. The Gvul continues to go out, the little bit of the Yam, by Yafo, the city, and that means the edge of Yafo. This, of course, was probably the most ancient of the coast harbor cities that is not included here in any kind of list of the cities of Dan, because of the fact that we're going to see later on, probably, that Dan never really was able to settle these areas. And in fact, Dan has to move out. We're used to the Dan that is around Nachal Dan, all the way in the north. But we'll see more of that later. So, v'yetzei gvul b'nei Dan mehem, v'yalu b'nei Dan v'yelachamu im leshem v'yukidu ota, v'yaku ota l'fichereb, v'yishu ota, v'yashvu ba, v'yikru'u l'leshem Dan, k'shem Dan avihem. However, v'yetzei can mean that it became wider, which is sometimes the area, or it could be vayetzei, similar means it left their rishus, in other words, that they ended up not getting them, and vayalu, they went out to war, could mean leshem, that's the city of Laish, and this is part of the cities, I think Barea can show us Laish clearly, right?
Yeah, the food that they forgot. The foot of the Hermon on the road up to Damascus from the Chula Valley. The Dan of today.
The Dan of today left this entire area. So that would be the part of the meaning of
the Dan. By Bashan, because here's the Bashan, and the Dan's other area has no connection whatsoever, completely the other side of the country.
So we're going to see the details. It's completely split. We're going to see the details of how it was. This involves us in the story of Pesel Micha and how it is that Dan migrated, searched out a new place for themselves, went out and attacked that area. Each one of these Lashonos, Aliyah, Lechima, Lekida, Hakoro, Yerusha, and Yeshiva, are different stages. Correct? So these are stages in the nature of the kibush that in the end they were able to take. Later on we're going to see exactly what happened. So there was a tremendous difference between the Nafla and the Emet, which was around Yehuda, and in the which they never were able actually to complete. And Dan to the north, that not only went out to war and fought, but actually ended up destroying the indigenous population, renamed the city, the area of Leshem, became Dan, and that was Shem Dan Abihem. It's interesting. There was a specific relationship of B'nai Dan to Dan, so they called the city Dan. We don't find a city called Yosef, maybe not a city called Asher, at least by B'nai Asher, it seems to be an old, a city called Yehuda, a city called Zebulun, but they named their main city of Yishuv Dan. Zot nachalat matei b'nei Dan b'shmotam ha'arim ha'ele v'chatzrihem. And so this maisa over here that we're talking about over here, even though we talk about it as if it happened now, did not happen now. It actually happened, according to Chazal, it happened during the time, the days of Kushan Rishathaim, which was after the death of Yoshua. That was one of the first wars that needed to be fought against the Goyim that took over Yisrael after Yoshua's death. But it's included here just to give us a sense of the Nachala that would become Dan at the end. And we're going to see that now we have the equivalent of Vayechu HaShemayim Ha'aretz called Tzvaon. Because it's the end, as we have by the end of Mais Bereishis, by the end of the building of the Mishkan, we have here too, Vayechalu Limchol Et Ha'aretz Ha'gvulotea. This doesn't mean that we reserve the capture all, but we were able to be machalik, all of our Yisrael, according to the Gvulot, that we now understood exactly where everybody belongs, whose responsibility everything is. Vayitnu v'nei Yisrael nachala v'Yoshua b'nun v'tocham. And so a special nachala was given to Yoshua b'nun, al pi ha'minoy, not nulo et ha'ir asher sha'al. They gave him, al pi Hashem, the city that he asked for, which is Timnat Serach, which is elsewhere referred to as Timnat Cheres, which is in Har Ephraim. Later on, we talk about it as being north of the volcano. It's a form of Hargash, which Chazal talk about that they didn't do a proper funeral for Yoshua, and therefore the Har was Goyesh Aleihem to kill them. So this is approximately 14 kilometers, which is northwest of Ramallah of today. That is identified Timnat Cheres in Har Ephraim. And so here is the first time
in the entire Sefer that we talk about Yehoshua's relationship to Ephraim openly, which we've kept him sort of as a melech, in which he has no shaykhus to any particular Sheva. And he built this city, and he settled in the city. So this closes now the entire parsha of the Hanchola. So this section of Yehoshua is now ended. We have completed first the entry to Eretz Yisrael, then the milchomas of the entry, then the milchomas of the Am as a whole, 7 years of Kivush. Now we have completed the 7 years of Nachala, a slow process which Lamaisa wasn't completed in terms of Kivush, but which was completed in terms of definition. And it began with HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, there's still a lot of Kivush you're going to have to do. Let's have the definitions. We've just ended now the definitions which require a field trip. Yeah. Apparently, as Chazal have told us, if we were zeicha never to have sinned and never to have needed the musr of the Nevi'im, we still would have needed this. Because this is the sefer of the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael, which is basically part of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Because it's the way in which the original Bereishis, Korach Ma'asav Yigid La'amo, was actually Mekuyam. These are the Nachalites that were Merumas yet all the way back in the first words of Bereishis. Memela, we would have had only Chamisha Chumshei Torah, this Sefer Yehoshua. That means this Sefer HaNachlis of Yehoshua is central to our understandings of ourselves, becomes part of the actual Chumash, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua. This is the part that is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu, just as the Shnayim V'chetzi Shvatim that were neighbor HaYarden, were Nachal of Moshe Rabbeinu, that became concluded with the work of Yehoshua bin Nun. That's why we're Miyachasim as Yehoshua bin Nun again. We talked about him all along about Yehoshua. Now he's the Yehoshua ben Nun that we relate back to. Yehoshua ben Nun, Nar, Lo Yomush B'Toicha Eyal. This is that Yehoshua ben Nun.